Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out again for a wonderful show, and I got to tell you, it's an exciting day for you to be on today. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. If you're looking, there's actually an event coming up here this fall. It's something you actually want to be face-to-face, live, and be able to be taught and dig deeper into this stuff. Great opportunity, so check that out. Also, a shout-out to our sponsors, American Homeowners Preservation. If you're in a place where you want to be able to make a positive impact in people's lives and make a great return on your money with as little as $100. This is a great thing to check out. Check out American Homeowners Preservation, where they actually focus on keeping people in their homes and be able to get people out of their homes so that they can essentially, you know, get out from the underneath the typical lender debacle that many people have been in. And so you can check out their website and get more information at www.fundingahp.com. That's F-U-N-D-I-N-G. AHP.com. So today is my special guest. As you know, whenever I bring on guests, it's not taken lightly. You know, I'm not the type of person to bring on guests that are posers, people that aren't the real deal. And I'll tell you this, Mitch Russo, this guy is the real deal. I'll tell you, when I was talking with him, I was actually being interviewed on his show, and it fascinated me when we started to talk more about his business, what he could do. Especially if you've ever wanted to know how to really create something, like really have, you know, the ability to be able to duplicate yourself, or even create a system, you know, be able to create something of duplication for yourself, you're going to want to hear this topic. This is something that it could be amazing, especially for those of you that are coaches and consultants. You're going to want to hear this. Now, give you a little background on Mitch. He started a software company in his garage. You know, this sounds like the typical software story, doesn't this? Started a software company in his garage, and they sold it for 8 figures, and then went on to work directly with guys like Tony Robbins, where they built the business together. He's also wrote a book called The Invisible Organization, How Ingenious CEOs Are Creating Thriving Virtual Companies. Are here's with him, and he's here with us today. So anyways, love to have Mitch on. Mitch, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris, thanks so much for inviting me. I'm really excited to be with you today, and I can't wait to hear more about you and the audience and be a service best I can.
Absolutely. Now, Mitch, what took you down this path? I mean, obviously you went into the software business, but what got you into that in the first place?
Sure. Well, you know, I had a job like everybody else, and I was anxious. I hated having just a job. I thought a job was great, and I was happy to have my job, but I knew that there was the opportunity to have true financial independence. And that's something I've always dreamed of since I was a little boy. As a kid, I had a paper route. I washed cars. I sold cards, greeting cards, door to door. I mean, I did everything to make extra money. So as I grew older, things didn't change. As I began to enter the workforce, I also decided that I wanted to buy real estate. And I started buying real estate and investing in properties and refurbishing them and renting them out. And that was fun. But I knew that the thing I really wanted was my own business. So I started looking for different ways to build a business. And, you know, it's not everybody's way, but my way was to start 5 businesses at the same time. Not because I had the number 5 in mind. It was because 5 opportunities sort of showed up in the same time frame. So All I really did was decide to take each one to its natural conclusion, and, you know, and see if there's a pot of gold at the end of each rainbow. So there I was. And I could tell you funny stories about the ones that didn't work, but the one that did turned out to be my next door neighbor. So, I mean, I have breakfast with this guy, he just moves in, and we sit down and we start talking, and I share with him that I'm a salesman. I sell semiconductors, and I'm using a newfangled thing called the PC to keep track of my orders and samples. And so we get into this great conversation about all that and what I'm using the PC for. Find out he's a programmer. So, I mean, sometimes even when you are not planning it, the right people are placed in front of you without any effort on your part. The universe conspires to set you up for success sometimes if it's truly intended. And I think it was. So has that ever happened to you, Chris?
Oh, yeah. That's the best way to do business, right?
Absolutely. So we're just basically having breakfast, and I'm sharing with him this story about how my accountant turned me down. He told me I could not put my computer on my taxes as a deduction because the IRS thought it's a toy, not really a serious business tool.
Right.
And to some degree back then, that would have made some sense. But I decided that a lot of people were going to be like me who wanted to use the computer as a business tool and needed a way to deduct it from their tax returns. And that's what I talked to my buddy Neil about that morning and shared the idea. Well, 6 weeks later, he called me up, said, "Hey, come on over." And he's my next door neighbor. So I just walked right over, and on his desk was this Apple II computer. And I mean, I thought the Apple was so cute, but I never thought of it as a serious, you know, business computer. But on his screen was a prototype of the exact idea that we had talked about.
Wow.
So I got excited, and I said, you know, maybe we can build a company. Maybe we could even sell a few of these things. And so we began meeting more and more often. And I mean, like sometimes every day. And we worked for 3, 4, 5 months, I think, behind the scenes while we were still working full time, until finally we had a really working product. And it was very cool because it would pop up a little timer, and you could keep track of your time, and you could, you know, attach an activity, what you were doing, just like the IRS wanted, and then produce a cute little report. Well, we quit our jobs, and we're starting a software company, and we couldn't be more excited. And it was the first day after we quit our jobs, Chris, this is what's happening. We get into my new office. This is like my office is above my garage. It's the room above the two-car garage. And we're there, and we start thinking about, okay, now what do we do today? We're really a company. You know, that feeling of, okay, it's the first day. And then the phone rings, and it's my accountant. And he says, "Mitch, I got some bad news for you." I said, "What is it?" He goes, "You know that thing you asked me about with the IRS? I think you told me that you were building some pieces of software to keep track of time." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "The IRS just relaxed their rulings. You no longer need to keep track of your time to deduct your computer."
Oh, wow.
we were devastated. I mean, we burned the boats, my friend. We were done. I mean, we were there on the island and had nowhere to go and no way to get back. So only choice we had was to figure out a way how to take what we had just spent the last 4 or 5 months developing and turn it into a product that hopefully would become a company. Mm-hmm. And we brainstormed, and finally the idea came to me. I said, "What about lawyers? Lawyers need to keep track of time too." And so we took this little product that we had, and we agreed, yeah, that's it, lawyers. And then we said, well, wait, lawyers need like a billing system. And my partner Neil said, well, I know how to write a billing system. I once wrote a billing system for a hairdresser. So I'm thinking, wow, a hairdresser, lawyer, yeah, they're about the same. So anyway, at this point, we go back into development for another 3 months. And meanwhile, I discovered a resource at the Boston University Library. I was able to take the user manuals out from many of the vertical market legal software programs that were on the market. And we copied a lot of the features, particularly the billing system, into our product. And that I think it was a cold October day in 1985, we launched our company, and it was called North Edge Software Corporation. And we started out the way I think a lot of people start out, super hopeful, super excited, and really, really planning for a big day. And of course, that day, nothing happened. The first day, nothing happened. But that's how the company started.
Wow. And that's the company you eventually sold for eight figures?
Yeah. Yeah. It was quite a ride, because after we started the company, you know, everybody listening to the show that has a business understands that you need to get your product in front of customers. And there's only two ways really to do that. I mean, there's maybe more, but ultimately there's two ways. The first way is to pay for things like advertising and exposure. And the second way is to use PR, public relations, and get your product in front of the press, who then will expose it to many more people. Well, we decided to use PR. And what we did was because I was the only one in the company besides my partner and he was the programmer, I decided to really start figuring out who my target audience read, what magazines they read, and where they went online. I mean, back then there was CompuServe, and I knew there were forums. So we figured this out slowly, and we finally found our home, which was selling this product, Time Slips, to lawyers. And I have to say, it was, you know, we stumbled several times up front. We didn't know that we needed to focus only on lawyers at first, so we spent the little money we had advertising in a general purpose magazine called PC Magazine. And that was a disaster. But from that disaster, we were able to uncover the people truly interested were lawyers. And so we kept marketing to lawyers, and we kept growing our tiny little base of lawyers until we were up to about five or six sales a week. And Chris, we were selling the software for $99.95, and at six copies a week, we actually had all of our overhead covered. We were, yeah. You know, we were kind of okay. And we were able to do some experiments and see what else might work. And that's how I uncovered what I'm about to share with you. So as we grew the company, we ended up getting some great PR. We grew the company very rapidly after we were featured in InfoWorld magazine. We went from two people to 30 people very quickly. We went from selling six a week to 600 a week very quickly, and at double the price, at 200 instead of 100. But we got to a point where we knew we had started, our growth was limited, and we needed to find another way. And I was asking for guidance, deep guidance, saying, okay, I know that I can get a great idea about this. Help me out here, guys. And the guidance and opportunity showed up and presented itself as a problem. And here was the problem. The problem was that the person who reviews software for the Los Angeles Bar Association bought our software and was having a problem with it and claiming it was wrecking her computer. Now, that's not a good position to be in. Number one, she's a lawyer and she could sue. Number two, she's the technology head for the Bar Association and she could really blast our product and give us a bad review. So I decided I would do anything I could think of to get her fixed. And I couldn't get on a plane and go myself. And I don't think at that time we could, you know, scramble and get someone out there that fast. But I had this idea. I said, why don't I call somebody who already knows how to use the software, another one of my customers, and ask if she would be willing to go over and help this other customer who's having a problem. And so I did. And I called up this woman, her name was Ann, and I said, Ann, I have a big problem and I need to ask you for some help. And at first she was surprised. She goes, Mitch Russo, you the president CEO of TimeSlips? Oh my God, why are you calling me? And I said, Ann, I just need a favor. What would you think about going over to this woman's office and helping her out? She's having trouble with TimeSlips and you know the software so well. And she said, I would love to be able to do that for you, Mitch. And so off she went. And I'm sitting on pins and needles now for the rest of the day waiting for her to call back. And it must have been about 9 o'clock at night. I'm on the East Coast and she was on the West Coast. So it was 6 p.m. her time and the phone rang and it was Ann. I said, Ann, how'd it go? How'd it go? She said, oh, it went fantastic. All we had to do was reinstall the software and re-index the hard drive and everything worked great. And you want to hear the best part? And I'm saying, yes, tell me, what's the best part? She said, she turned around and gave me a crisp $100 bill. And I said, oh, well, that's wonderful. And here were the words that changed my world forever. She then said, and Mitch, if you know anybody else who would like my help, you let me know. And Chris, this was the beginning of the idea that said, why don't I find a way to certify my best clients and get them to go out and help other clients who are having difficulty with my products?
Right.
That was the beginning of building what turned out to be a 350-person certification division that became such a force both in the marketplace and for my company that it doubled our sales in 18 months. It became our third largest sales channel, and the present CEO of Intuit called me and asked if I could teach him how I did it so he can certify accountants for QuickBooks, and I did.
That's awesome. And that's a big, I know I can tell you now, like being Intuit certified, that's huge.
Well, I mean, today's certification is much different than it was back then, but Scott Cook was the CEO and we were friends. And you know, I had contacted him because I wanted to build a bridge between TimeSlips and QuickBooks. And, you know, he had said over and over again, I'd love to help you, but the software is really closed. There's no APIs. So when he called later and asked me for a favor, he asked, do you think you could share with me what you did with your certification program? I would sure love to do it here, you know, at Intuit. I said, of course. And by doing that later, he was able to open up the software and allow me to link. And I was, for a long time, I was the only product that ever linked to QuickBooks, which was TimeSlips, the TimeSlips QuickBooks link.
Incredible. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear more about certification idea, because I know people are listening right now. There's many of them that are, I mean, some of them might have a few contractors or employees, while a lot of them are solopreneurs. And I know in my own life, like certification is something that's come up from time to time where people have kind of asked like, hey, I want to learn what you do. And normally I'll just charge somebody to be able to work with me. But tell us more about that. Like, you know, first off, who's a good candidate for certification?
Sure. Well, I think the best way for me to answer your question is to give you some examples of companies who are already certified, perhaps certification programs. And of course, I mentioned Intuit, but there's another one that many of us know very well, and that's called Infusionsoft.
Right.
So Infusionsoft started out as a little company in Arizona, and they were bumping along. They had a nice product, but it was very, very hard to learn. In fact, it was I don't know if you remember this, but it used to be nicknamed Confusionsoft because it was so hard to learn. Well, they decided one day that they had to solve this problem. And besides making the software easier to learn, they needed a way to be able to be on site and teach people how to use the software. So they built their own certification program. And in a matter of months, it changed the face of the company. They went from $6 or $7 million a year in sales to very quickly to $50 million in sales. And then from there, it was just straight up. And their certification program has thousands of people in it to this day. So the type of products that really work best for certification are products that involve training, products that require some form of skill or knowledge to implement. So if you are a coach and you have some, you know, intellectual property of your own, if you are a training company and you, again, built a program that serves a certain audience, even if, like, you were like me, a software company and have software out there that needs support, even if you're, you know, a company that builds a widget, a device, but you need that device, you know, installed a certain way when it gets into the business. I know that there are dentists who have approached me about certifying, you know, their product and other medical type products. So certification works best when it's a process that requires training. It's a process that requires some precision and implementation. And it's a process that delivers amazing results when it is when it's used with other people, when it's implemented with others. So that's the type of people that could really use certification.
Awesome. What are some people you've seen do this even on like a smaller scale?
Well, sure. I mean, there are lots of people that do coach certification. So there's, you know, a company that has a coaching program decides that they want to create certification. And the reason I brought up coaching is because to me, the example is a lot like a yoga studio. I want to tell you a story. I used to be into yoga. I'm not anymore. I don't like it. It hurt my back. But I used to be into yoga, and I went to this yoga studio locally. And the reason I kept going was because the woman who taught the course was just absolutely gorgeous. And I just, it was worth going just to stare at her all throughout the course. But she was really sweet and did a great job of teaching yoga. But I noticed that she drove a brand new BMW. And I also noticed that, you know, during the week and on the weekends, there may be 7, 8, 12, maybe 15 people in the class. And they were paying about, I think it was $13 a week back then, $15 if you're walking. So I pulled her aside and I said, I mean, it seems like you are successful, but I don't see where your clients are. How come I don't see too many clients here? And she goes, oh, well, we don't make our money from, you know, from running the yoga classes. We do that just to keep the place open and keep a few yoga instructors going. I said, really? Where do you make your money? And she goes, well, every month we hold a yoga certified teacher's class. I said, what's that? She goes, well, we teach people, anybody who wants to become certified as a yoga teacher. I said, well, how much does it cost to get certified? She goes, oh, $3,500. I said, what? She said, yep, it's a month-long program. And at the end, we issue you a certificate and you are certified in our type of yoga. I said, oh, I get it. How many people do you have coming in for certification? She says, well, you know, not a lot. Sometimes only 8 or 10 people and other times 30 or 40 people. So now, of course, you know, the calculator in my brain is going wild here. And I realize I'm looking at a $1 million business very quickly from what looked like a kind of a sleepy little, you know, yoga shop. And that brings me back to coaches, you know. I mean, coaches are able to have some clients and they could probably charge by the hour. And if they're smart, they're instead charging by the transformation instead of by the hour. But still, you know, you could possibly make 6 figures if you're at the top of your game. But if you want to have a coach make $1 million a year, that's when certification comes into play. And not only can you make $1 million a year, but you can turn that into recurring income as well. So certification has enormous benefits and value to the company who's building it.
And when do you think a company's ready for that? Like at what point should they say, you know what, this needs to be a focus now?
Okay. So it's a great question. Here's how you know. You have to think about how many people have already been through whatever program it is you have or whatever program it is that you're offering. So if you've had 1 or 2 people go through it, you're not ready yet. If you've had 10 or 20 people go through it, you're still not ready. If you've had 100 people go through it, you're almost there. It's usually between the 100 to 1,000 people that have already been through your program that means that you are either getting ready to start certification or you can start building your certification program. And the reason I say that is because you need people who've already been through it to be your first clients. Because why else would somebody want to be certified unless they've experienced the same transformation that you already teach, right?
Right.
That's why.
True. Because they become your first certification candidates, don't they?
Exactly. And if you think about it, if you have 100 people, there's probably going to be 5, possibly as many as 10 of those people who, you know, would want to be certified. I mean, of course, it depends. I mean, everything is different. But if 5 or 10 people want to be certified and you could charge $10,000 to $15,000 for certification, you know, think about if you did this quarterly, if every quarter you ran a new certification class, think about how much extra money that would bring to the company. It's kind of significant.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's a whole proof of concept too that goes with that as well. I mean, if you had at least 100 clients, especially if you've gotten up towards like 1,000, you definitely have this proof of concept. If it's worked, you've got a system, or hopefully you've had a system by that point.
Yeah.
To where you can duplicate it and have other people do the same thing, right?
Exactly. And that's why you need more than 12 people through your program. You need to have fully developed the back end, the system. You have to systematize the way you're able to bring three people through the program as well.
Wonderful. And is it hard to create? Would you say it's pretty difficult, or is it easier than people think it is?
Well, you know, it's like anything else. It can be straightforward and somewhat easy, but there's a lot of intricate details around it. And I offer a free training, which I'd be happy to make available to your guests, that will take them through the steps. But what it really comes down to is it comes down to three pieces. It comes down to the business model, and this is the idea about how certification will benefit you and benefit your client. Then it comes down to the training, and the training must be carefully orchestrated to ensure that they have not just the knowledge, but the ability to deliver. That's very, very important. And I work with my clients to make sure that they have that ability. And the third piece, which is super important, is your ability to monetize future generations. So what I mean by that is that when people go through your certification, they may pay you once to be certified. And for many companies, that's enough. But in my world, when I work with clients, my goal is to get them to pay something every year. And the reason we can get them to pay something every year is for two reasons. Number one is we help them grow their business. And number two, because we can ascend them into the program so they can have multiple levels of certification. Then with those three pieces, you have a complete program, and it's a program that builds recurring revenue year after year.
Awesome. So give us an example of someone that you've worked with that's done this, and how they implemented it, and what did it do for them, for the business?
Sure. Well, I mean, one good example is a guy who has done this is Link Selling. Link Selling is a company that trains people on how to use LinkedIn for marketing. And the CEO and I met in a forum, in a mastermind. And, you know, he had found out about what I did and asked me if I thought he was a good candidate. And I said, yes. So we got to work and we built his entire program in about 11 weeks. And we launched it. And it turns out that even in the first launch, we were able to generate six figures. So immediately we generated about 100K in cash. And now what he's doing is he's attracting about 30 people a month who want to buy certification and join his program. So for his company, this will easily be a multi-million dollar program.
Amazing. That's incredible. Yeah. I think that's huge for those that have maybe been solopreneurs for so long. This is something they might say, wait, this is something I probably need, because I need to make sure that as I keep growing, and especially as I start attracting more people, this is something that really, I mean, you don't want to be working a job, you know, AKA a business owned job, right?
Yep.
For the rest of your life. You know, you really want to be in a place where you have a legitimate business. And that's definitely a great, great way to do it. And I know I even have clients that myself, where they've been in this position where they say, you know what, I think I need to create some sort of certification program. So this is great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if people come to you and say, you know, I can't believe what you do, it's so incredible, I almost wish I could do it too. I mean, that's a clue. I mean, you know, that's a clue. If somebody's coming to you and saying, wow, can you teach me what you do so I could do it for clients too? I mean, that's like an open door invitation.
It's true. I've actually had two clients last month say that very thing to me too. So I know that's a real situation.
Yep. Yep. And ultimately what you're doing, and see, I don't typically, when I work with a client, one of the most important elements of my work, because I think one of the things about my world and the way I think about myself is I'm here to change the world. But I know sometimes I don't feel like I could do it alone. I need to do it through others. And
yes,
one of the ways I want to change the world is I want to change the world by helping people become prosperous. And I think prosperity comes with a prosperity mindset, number one, and with the help of others who also want to help people get wealthy and be prosperous. So when we build the certification program, we build it with the intention that everyone who goes through it is going to have a brand new profession and be able to make a very good living by being certified. And with that attitude, you start to make the right decisions about the business model so that everybody wins. That's the goal. Everybody has to win in the end.
That's right. That's right. Mitch, this has been awesome. Thank you so much. You know, if people want to get to know you more, or you mentioned that you had some kind of information they could get more on this and learn more about this, what would they need to do?
Sure. Well, I mean, the easiest thing to do is to go to MitchRusso.com. And on MitchRusso.com, there is a link to the Power Tribes website. So the name of my program is Power Tribes. And what it's really about is it's a program that helps people take what they have and build certification. And I work with people one-on-one to get this done. And so if you go to MitchRusso.com and you'll see the word Power Tribes up at the top, click on that. You could watch a short video and see what I do. And if you're interested in the free training, then go to MitchRusso.com and then use the contact me field and ask for it. Just simply say, I heard you talk about the free training on Chris Miles' show. I'd love to get a copy of that webinar, and I will drop a link in the mail directly to you.
Ooh, fantastic. Mitch, that would be wonderful. Everybody, I highly recommend that, especially if you're resonating at all with this message. Definitely go check that out, MitchRusso.com. And we'll put that in the show notes as well so you guys can see that. So, Mitch, again, thank you so much. It's been so supremely valuable today. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Chris. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And all the rest of you, have a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.